Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for July 17th, 2017. For the start of the Lesbian Gay Stadtfest in Schöneberg and upcoming Christopher Street Day, several SPD-led ministries have hoisted rainbow flags at their locations in Berlin. The rainbow flag is a worldwide symbol against discrimination of lesbian, gay, bi, trans, and intersexual people. The ministries are ignoring a decree released by the CDU-led Ministry of Interior, which only allows official state flags to be hoisted by government organizations in order to express neutrality of the federal state. Volker Beck from the Green Party is amused by the rule and demands, quote, more calmness and less spiked helmet. Even inside the Conservative Party, some people don't see a problem. Bundestag's member Philipp Lengsfeld, who voted against Marriage for All, thinks that displaying the rainbow flag as a symbol of a free and liberal Germany. This is important in the context of the international situation, the derogatory statements of Chechen President Kadyrov, for example, who called gay people, quote, devils. Berlin-Brandenburg's airport company is expecting a 120 million euro loss this year, despite having higher revenues. The red numbers are stemming from the expenses of the massively delayed BER construction. Tegel and Schönefeld are expecting 34 million passengers this year, 1 million more than last year. Last year, the revenue was at 372 million euro, an increase of about 10% is expected for this year. To become profitable in the long term, the opening of BER, which was planned 6 years ago, is vital. Two unidentified masked men have robbed two hotels in Berlin. Police reported in both cases that the crimes were committed on Sunday night and the perpetrators fled both scenes with stolen items. First, the men targeted a hotel on Zinzendorferstrasse in Moabit on Saturday evening. They are reported to have threatened the night porter and a guest with metal bars. One of the robbers pushed them into an adjoining room while the other stole the money from a drawer at the reception desk. The robbers then escaped and the two witnesses remained uninjured. About 3.5 hours later, the two men appeared in a hotel on Frankfurter Allee in Friedrichshain. According to witnesses, they immediately jumped behind the reception desk, pulled the porter from a chair, and tackled him to the ground. The attackers took money from the office behind the counter and escaped. The porter was slightly injured, and police are now investigating a possible link between the attacks. A 35-year-old man who was ordered to be arrested about 60 times was caught by accident on Saturday morning. The man had committed several administrative offenses but never paid his fines, which over time have accumulated to 7,000 euros. German law foresees imprisonment as a replacement for paying, but police could not arrest the man as he never seemed to be at home. On Saturday, officers recognized the car of the man, stopped it, and arrested him. The man was driving without a license. With the motto, Better World Cup, an initiative has started a campaign for reusing reusable coffee cups. More than 100 businesses are participating already, and customers can identify them by the Better World Cup logo on the front doors. By bringing their own cups, patrons can either get a 20-cent discount or free cookies. According to the campaign, 20,000 paper cups are used in Berlin per hour, which adds up to 170 million per year. The average lifetime of a cup is about 15 minutes, shorter than that of a plastic bag. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.